வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 12th of May, 1975, in Perth, Australia.
Our viewpoint is that in the material world, who has accepted this material body? Anyone. But we especially take the human society. They require treatment, everyone. Everyone is mentally diseased. And therefore he is honored. Everyone. Rāva bhaktasya kuto mahavijana. Anyone who has no sense of God consciousness, he is diseased mentally. He requires treatment. The whole human society, especially at the present moment, they have given up God consciousness, they are not interested, that is their disease. And everyone requires treatment. So the whole Krishna consciousness movement is the mass treatment of the materialistic person who are mentally diseased. That is our proposition. It is in India there was a case, a man committed murder and he pleaded in the court. His lawyer pleaded that he was mad at that time. We also accept, unless one becomes mad, one cannot commit murder or suicide. So, the civil surgeon was brought to give evidence whether this man is actually mad. The civil surgeon said that so far, my experience is concerned, I have treated so many persons. In my opinion, everyone is mad. So, if on account of madness, one should be excused from the law, then it is your honor's discretion. But so far I have studied, more or less, everyone is mad. Similarly, our study is that unless one is mad, he cannot remain in this material world. So everyone is mentally diseased and they are concocting their ideas, different ideas, and they are overlapping. My idea, your idea, overlapping. Therefore there is class, unhappiness, fight individually, socially, family-wise, nation-wise, this thing. Therefore everyone requires a treatment, psychiatrist treatment, and the best treatment is to induce a person to become Krishna. Then everything is all right. Otherwise, a person who is not Krishna conscious or God conscious, he is basically a madman and requires treatment. ghostly haunted man. You have experienced ghostly haunted man?
I would say there was a ghost.
Huh?
In St. Kilda, the devotees used to think there was a ghost, not a man, but a ghost.
There is ghost. And sometimes ghost attacks man because he has no material body. He wants to act to other body. So the man who is attacked, he forgets himself and he speaks and walks according to the dictation of the ghost. That is called ghostly haunting.
What is the significance
of
it?
Huh? Talk nonsense. Suppose his father comes before him, he calls him by his name. He talks nonsense. So, anyone who is too much materially affected, he also talks nonsense. Anatha upasamam saapsat bhakti yogam abhukkari. The treatment is bhakti, that we exist. Without any exception, we accept everyone, the patient, for psychiatric treatment. Yes, this book?
Yes.
And all other books you can hold.
Srila Prabhupada, does the soul, the ghost, enter into the other man's body? Soul is occupying one body. The ghost is another soul. Does he enter that body? Mm. There's two souls in one body.
Not exactly enter, but he catches the body. But because the ghost has no gross body, he has got his subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. He cannot see him, how he has attacked that body. You cannot see the body of mind, intelligence. You know I have got my mind, I know you have got your mind. But you do not see my mind, I do not see your mind. The ghost is within the subtle body, mind, intelligence, and ego. So with that subtle body, he attacks the man, but you cannot see. He does not enter into it. The enter is the soul within the body. Therefore sometimes ghost is walking in the room, we cannot see. But he takes out something, we see that the thing is going. Because he cannot see his gross body. And because he hasn't got gross body, he can move very swiftly. Now he's here, he can move 10 miles. But there is ghost, and they attack especially women.
Is that because the women are weaker?
No. Woman is attractive for any man, even in ghostly life. The other day, who was telling there is a big poet of India. He said that God's most wonderful creation is woman's body.
In Brahmananda Maharshi.
Huh?
Brahmananda Maharshi. Achyutananda.
Everyone is attracted with woman's body. In your country also, the advertisement, bottomless, topless. That is the material attraction. Everyone is in this material world on account of attachment. Similarly, for woman, the man's body is beautiful.
And in this way,
both of them are attached to one another. There is a basic principle for material life. Janamayutanadi grihamedi sukham sukham kanduvane nakalayu rivadukha dukham. They become attached on account of sex life. They become more attached, and therefore both of them remain almost perpetually in this material world. And to satisfy different desires, they transmigrate from one body to another. And on account of accepting this material body, there is always miserable condition. Therefore, everyone requires the psychiatric treatment so that the mind may be transferred from matter to spirit soul. When you cure, the disease is on the mind. Everyone is riding on the chariot of mind, and the mind is taking him here and there. And the yoga practice is also treatment. This is also yoga, bhakti yoga. And this is ordinary hatha yoga. That is also treatment of the mind. Treatment of mind means controlling the senses. Yoga, Indriya Sangha, mind is the leader of the senses. So, the treatment of the mind is done properly when the senses work properly. The example is the madman. Because the madman's mind is not controlled, he is acting in a way people say he is a madman. So everyone is more or less a madman in this material. Or in other words, you can say anyone who is in the material world, he is a madman. He requires it. Just like anyone who is in the prison house, it is to be accepted that he is a criminal. Without any study, without any exception, you can accept all the prisoners as criminal. Chito dharpana marjanam. This treatment is, in the beginning, just cleansing the mirror of the heart. That is the treatment. Just like a mirror, when it is overcast with dust, it requires cleansing. So, the mental mirror is covered with material dust, so it has to be cleansed. That is the treatment. And when it is cleansed, you can see your real face in the mirror. Similarly, as soon as our heart disease contaminated by the most material nature is clean, you can understand what is your real purpose. That is the success of psychiatric treatment. One comes to know what I am, wrong Brahmasmi. I am spirit, soul, I am not this body. That is called Brahma-bhuta state, Brahma-bhuta prasanna. You become immediately happy. And happiness means na sochati, na kankati. He does not lament, neither he desires. Our present disease is we hanker after things which we do not possess. And when the thing is lost, we lament. So, hankering and lamenting. when one is clean in the heart, he has no more hankering or desire. This is symptom. And samasarveshu bhuteshu, then he becomes equal to everyone. Everyone means every living being, man and animal, tree, plants, lower or higher, pandita, samadarshan. Then he enters into the sphere of devotion and service. This is the symptom. Then he is perfectly in his original position. Then he is happy. Just like a diseased man, so long the disease is there, he is unhappy. And as soon as the disease is cured, he is happy. So this material disease, as soon as it is cured, one becomes happy. Because he is by constitution spiritual being. People have no knowledge even about his spiritual identity. Therefore they are unhappy.
Do you have any questions about Krishna?
I want to know how could I get more involved in in religion, like when I become a true devotee of Lord Krishna, you know, sacrifice myself to him, how could I be one of the pure devotee?
He wants to know how to become a pure devotee.
He lives with us and he'll become pure devotee. They are pure devotees, he live with them and do whatever they are doing, their examples, and he will become pure devotee. Just like in a workshop, if you admit yourself without any knowledge, if you work with the workshop man, gradually you learn how to work. Formerly this was the custom in India, that when somebody sends his son to any workshop or any shopkeeper without any pay, so gradually he learns and the master says, now I engage with his son. Sadhan prasanga, by living in devotees, he learned devotion. So if you are serious, you are welcome and live with us. And behave according to the other devotees. Many devotees.
Is it possible that I live on my own and still be a devotee?
That will take long time. That also, if you follow the regulative principles, it is difficult. But easier method is to live with the devotee. Because the situation and atmosphere in your home is different from devotion.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not very helpful. You have got other members in the family.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to do something, they may not like it.
Mm-hmm.
That is impediment. But if you live with the devotees, then you learn quickly the art. You are Indian?
Yes.
Where from you are from?
I was born in New Delhi.
Ah. How you came here?
When my parents moved to Fiji Islands, and I was with them, and then we all came to Australia.
You have got desire to become a devotee?
Pardon?
You have a desire to become devotee?
Yes, I have.
So that is very good desire. You feel it.